So we've been working our way through topics in Proverbs. We've done Proverbs for work, and last week we did Proverbs for sloth. Today I want to look at Proverbs on integrity, and next week I want to look at Proverbs for speech. You know that the I-35 bridge over the Mississippi River in Minneapolis is the busiest bridge in Minnesota. It collapsed during rush hour, August 2007. 13 people died, 145 were injured, many were injured seriously. Can you imagine being on that bridge when that happened? Now, people assume that the bridge was not properly maintained. The inspectors weren't doing their job, and there was neglect, and that's why it collapsed. But the safety board discovered that the bridge lacked structural integrity. There were gusset plates that would hold these giant steel beams together, and they said those gusset plates were only half the thickness that they should have been. And then when those construction workers, they came out on that bridge, they closed down a lane, and they put 300 tons stockpiled materials and construction equipment because they were going to fix that bridge. Well, that was a little bit too much for that bridge, and the whole thing came down. Everybody wants integrity, especially structural integrity. But there's financial integrity, there's personal integrity, there's sexual integrity. How about election integrity? We all want integrity. And then there's doctrinal integrity, and there's integrity in our leaders. Integrity holds things together, right? And a lack of integrity tears things apart, like bridges and relationships and families and churches and even nations. Integrity is important. So before we look at Proverbs on integrity, let's first define it. Integrity, the Hebrew word for integrity, means simple, complete, blameless, sound, and upright, and whole. Integrity comes from a Latin word for integer. What's an integer? It's a whole number. So a person with integrity is a whole and undivided person. Now, it is Christ's righteousness that makes us upright. That's good news, but it is a Christian's integrity that keeps them upright in a fallen world. So we don't collapse like a bridge under the stresses and temptations of life. I was a little surprised this week when I was studying the topic of integrity. The topic comes up in a lot of different areas, but it was hard to find a single book on the topic. I had to go back to the 1980s, and I found Warren Wiersbe's book, The Integrity Crisis, and he wrote that book after all these TV evangelist scandals about water slides and all that kind of stuff. And Warren said, in order to understand integrity, we must first realize that two forces are at work in our world today. One, God is putting things together. And two, sin is tearing things apart. And God wants to make us integers. Satan wants to make us fractions. Integrity is to character what health is to the body, or 20/20 vision is to the eyes. A person with integrity is not divided. That's duplicity, or merely pretending. That's hypocrisy. He or she is whole. People with integrity have nothing to hide and nothing to fear. Their lives are open books. Well, God's plan is to make us whole people, full of integrity. Satan's plan is to make us a fraction of what the Lord is calling us to be. So let's take a look at Proverbs and see what Proverbs says about wisdom for integrity. First, integrity means moral uprightness. Proverbs 19:1, better is a poor person who walks in his integrity than a person who is perverse in speech and is a fool. He is no fool who walks in integrity. I suppose a person can be a total fool and say, hey, at least I have integrity. I'm whole. But integrity means to walk morally upright. Walking with integrity is better. It sets one apart in purity and speech and wisdom. Integrity is about wholeness. And wholeness, I think, is another way to say holiness. Proverbs 28:6 expands the same thought. Better is a poor person who walks in his integrity than a person who is crooked, though he is rich. So that word crooked there literally means two ways. The crooked are morally divided people. They are two-faced, like Mr. Facing Both Ways in Pilgrim's Progress. They try to follow two masters, God and money, God and the world. But Jesus says that's impossible. The person of integrity faces in one direction and walks in one direction. When you have integrity, you choose one master and you face in one direction. And notice God doesn't seem to care that much if you're rich or poor. What does he care about? Integrity. And with integrity, the poor are better off than the rich. And without integrity, the rich are worse off than the poor. So we live in a world where people will do anything to win. They would gladly trade away a little integrity for a little expediency just to win, just to get ahead. Remember, we used to say, it's not whether you win or lose, but how you play the game. What happened to that? That's a good lesson. So this week, the U.S. Open Golf Championship is on, and yes, I'm watching. And the U.S. Open is famous for its long rough. There's this nice, beautiful fairway, skinny fairway, and then the rough is like this. And so I read 1925, Bobby Jones was playing in the U.S. Golf Open, and he hit his ball in the rough, and he found his ball. Sometimes it's hard to find it, and he pulled out an iron, and he addressed the ball, and as he put the club behind the ball, he didn't swing yet, the ball moved. No one saw it, but Bobby Jones saw it, and he called a one-stroke penalty on himself. Well, he went on to lose that U.S. Open in a playoff. And people praised him for his sportsmanship. He was still a winner because he was so honest. And he said, well, that's like congratulating someone for not robbing a bank. You know, come on, the ball moved, it's a penalty. Why is that so hard to do? Oh, people have a tough time calling a penalty on themselves, don't they? Integrity isn't perfection. It's just calling a penalty on yourself when the rules are broken. Well, second, integrity is moral consistency. Proverbs 10:9. One who walks in integrity walks securely, but one who perverts his ways will be found out. So securely here means confidently, straightforwardly. It means to walk the walk and talk the talk consistently in whatever circle of friends you're in, you walk in a straight line. And you have no fear of being found out because there's nothing to find out. I read a story from the newspaper from Long Beach, California, about a man who went into a KFC to order takeout. He was going to get a big box of chicken and go to a park. He had a friend with him. And at the same time he's going in to order his takeout chicken box, the manager was getting the daily deposit ready. And so he pulled all the cash out of the register and out of the safe. And it was his habit to put the money in a chicken box. He put the deposit in a chicken box. because he had to walk out of the store and in the parking lot, and he didn't want to get mugged, so who's going to rob him for a box of chicken? Maybe somebody, but so he, yes, Gary would, yes. So, yes, I see that hand. So he hid the daily deposit in the chicken box while he came up to help this guy with his takeout order, and he mistakenly gave the guy the box of money instead of the box of chicken. So he went to a nearby park with his friend and opened up their meal, and there was this big box of cash. So he brought it back, and the manager was so relieved. Oh, thank you for bringing that back. And he said, you must be the most honest man in Long Beach. He said, come on over here. I'm going to get a picture. I'm going to put this story in the newspaper. And the man said, no. Don't do that. Well, why? What you did was awesome. Well, you see, I'm married, and the woman I'm with is not my wife. So the manager thought this man was totally honest. But his wife thought he was a total liar and cheat. That's kind of the way integrity works. You either have it or you don't. This man was reduced to a fraction, wasn't he? Integrity means moral consistency with everyone in every situation. You're straightforward, no duplicity, no pretending, no hypocrisy, no skeletons in the closet. You act the same at work as you do at home and at church and at KFC and on the ball field. What you see is what you get. That's a life of integrity. Well, third, integrity is moral clarity. Proverbs 11:3, the integrity of the upright will guide them, but the perversity of the treacherous will destroy them. In Proverbs 2:9, then you will discern righteousness, justice, and integrity, and every good path. I noticed how many times in Proverbs, when it mentions integrity, it mentions a good path. Integrity always gets your feet on a good path. Integrity gives you moral clarity in decision making. A person of integrity has already decided ahead of time not to be a fool, not to be unjust, not to be unfair, not to walk in compromise or cut corners. That clears the way from a lot of bad decision making. And a person of integrity rules out self-destructive behavior in advance. Integrity guides with moral clarity. There was a story in the New York Times, an interview of a CEO of a very well-known bank, investment firm, and they were interviewing him about his work. And one of the questions was, tell us how you hire people. How do you know who to hire? Beyond the usual interview and looking at the resumes and so on. Well, he says, sometimes when I'm thinking about hiring someone, I will invite them to breakfast at a really nice restaurant. And then I'll go in early and I will ask the waiter or the waitress or the manager if they would please do something for me, just mess up our order. Whatever we order for breakfast, me and this other guy, I want you to mess up the order, mess it up real good. You won't be in trouble. I just want to see what this person does. Are they as good in real life as they look on paper? He wanted to get a look at their integrity when somebody screwed up. Makes me think about going to breakfast with people. We need to be careful. This CEO wanted to look into his heart, he said. He wanted to know if he had integrity and character. Integrity gives moral clarity in decision making. Fourth, integrity provides divine protection. Proverbs 2:7. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice. He watches over the way of his godly ones. Who is a shield in these verses? God is a shield. He guards, he watches over those with integrity. And why do those with integrity need protection? Proverbs 29:27. One who is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked. The wicked detest the upright. They want to bring the upright down. God puts a fence around their house, but Satan and wicked people will try to knock it down. There's nothing more irritating to corrupt people than a man or woman with integrity. The one who is incorruptible will be a target of the corrupt. It's one of the first lessons of the Bible from the book of Job. What's the first thing we learn about Job? He's blameless, he's upright, he's fearing God, he's turning away from evil. No wonder, Satan said to God, no wonder you put a fence around him and everything he has. Satan says, take away that fence and Job will curse you to your face. So that whole book of Job is a real test of integrity. Now, God did not protect Job from losing everything, but he did protect Job from the devil and from cursing God. And Job passed the test. He said, naked I came from my mother's womb, naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's integrity. Well, finally, integrity leaves a lasting legacy. Proverbs 20, verse 7, a righteous person who walks in his integrity, how blessed are his sons after him. The ESV says, how blessed are his children after him. And the Christian Standard Bible says, his children who come after him will be happy. Now, maybe they won't be happy right away, but as they look back at their father who walked in integrity, they will know how blessed they are. And what is this lasting legacy of a person with integrity? It is blessed and happy children. It is a legacy. Ross Campbell wrote the book, How to Really Love Your Adult Child. And he said, the most important legacy we can leave is our personal character integrity. This legacy has the greatest impact on how we are remembered by our children and in the generations to follow. And that means the opposite is also true when we lose our integrity as a father, as a leader. Our children, our people are more impacted than we know. I'll close with a story. Alan Mosley wrote a book, Living Well, God's Wisdom from the Book of Proverbs. And he told a story of what happened to him when he was 11 years old. He said all the men got together in his father's office and they went on a father-son fishing trip at night. There were several boats there, several fathers and sons fishing together on the lake late in the evening. And he said the fish were not biting. And he said, unfortunately, when the fish weren't biting, the less the fish were biting, the more the men were drinking. And as the evening went on, the more they drank, the more drunk they became, and their inhibitions lowered, and they began to say things they never should have been saying at all, especially in front of their boys. And then he says, they started picking on my dad because my dad wasn't drinking. Oh, they called him holier than thou, and what do you think, you're too good for us? Called him a saint this and a saint that, and all because he just didn't want to drink. But he said their scoffing at my dad had unintended consequences that night in the fish boat. It produced respect and pride for my father in my heart. In fact, I had never been so proud of my father as I was that night. Years later, I told him, "That decision, Dad, when you were different from the men around you that night, made a profound impression on my young mind. That's the night I decided I wanted to be like you." Integrity leaves a lasting impression, a legacy. Integrity is contagious. Remember that. So what's the conclusion? Integrity is moral uprightness. It's wholeness. This world wants to reduce us to a fraction. God wants us whole, wholly devoted. Christ, God through Christ, makes us upright through salvation, through the good news, through the gospel, but the Christian must learn to stay upright by their integrity. Integrity drives us to moral consistency and clarity. All the while, God promises us his divine protection and a lasting legacy. I'm reminded of what Paul said to a young pastor in 1 Timothy 4:16. And I leave this today for all the dads and all the men. Pay close attention to yourself and to the teaching. Persevere in these things, for as you do this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Well, this verse is not teaching self-salvation. Salvation is through Christ alone, right? It is that imperative to save us from a life without integrity and the damage that can do. Chuck Colson once said, the three most important ingredients in the Christian home and Christian work are integrity, integrity, integrity. Amen. Father, we thank you that you are a good Father. You are wholly good. You are holy, and Jesus Christ, your Son and your Spirit who fills us and empowers us today, have come to make us whole. The world wants to reduce us to a fraction of what we could be, and we trust you today that you would fill us with your life, your love, your goodness. Help us as we go about this new week to be whole, to be holy, and to walk in integrity at work, at home, on the road, in the restaurant, on the ball field, on the tractor, and everywhere we go. Thank you for your provision, your protection, your promises to keep our feet on a good path as we walk in integrity this week. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.